sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Avi Mori Nimi Morasi Sheyichyu, Linishmas, Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, Maris Chan Bas Kyan Bas Altachan Bas Meir Zev, Rib Shmuel Pinchas Ben Rib Yaakov Tzvi, Rib Alexander Zisha Ben Rib Yosef, Leschus Moshe Ben Peshadina, and Leschus Daniel Yisrael Ben Aviv Elisheva, and Leschus Rib Avram Yitzchak Ben Esther, Rib Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, and Nechuk Gizabas Rib Chaim Sibu Chayit Sechal Etzel, the Bracha Betzlach Bocham Asay Yideihem. If anybody wants a shir dedicated in someone's honor, could feel free to contact me. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, V'hayah Lechem L'mishmeres Ha'arbar Sayom L'chodesh Hazeh, V'shachtu Aso Kol Kaladas Yisrael, Bein Ha'arbayim, and it should be for you as a guarding until the 14th of the month, and then you should slaughter it, all of the nation of Israel, Bein Ha'arbayim, in the afternoon. Rashi writes, what are we talking about here? We're talking about Korban Pesach. They took the Korban Pesach on the 10th of the month, and they keep it until the 14th of the month, and on the 14th, they sacrifice the Korban to Hashem. And we are going to see Rashi, and our analysis is going to be based on the Torah of Mori Barabi, Hagoyin HaGadol VeHamuflag Me'od, Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal. Rashi writes, Umipnei ma hikdim lekichaso lishchitaso arba yamim mashalot siva ken bepesach doris. Why is there a hakdama? Why do we first have to take the animal, and only 4 days before, and only then shech the animal, which was not commanded in the Pesach Lidoros, in the Pesach for all the generations, right? For all the generations, you don't have to take it 4 days before. I am Rabbi Masya ben Charash, Omer Rabbi Masya ben Charash, would say, Harei Omer ve'ebor alaych ve'erech ve'ine itcha es dodim, and I will pass over you, and I will see you, and now your time is a time of love. This is a verse in Yecheskel in chapter 16, verse 8, Higi'ah shvu'ah shenishvati la'avraham she'agalet banav, came the time that for the oath that I swore to Abraham that I will redeem his children, v'lo yabi yadam mitzvahs l'sasek, they didn't have any mitzvahs to be involved with, k'dei she'agalu, in order they should be redeemed, she'nemar bat arim ve'eria, you were naked, v'nasan lehem shtei mitzvahs, and they were given two mitzvot. What were these two mitzvahs? Dam Pesach v'dam Milah, the blood of the Korban Pesach and the blood of Bris Milah shemalu ba'oso halayla, that they circumcised on that night. Shenemra misposeses b'domayich, rolling one in your bloods, two bloods. Dam Pesach, dam Milah. Mefursam v'yadua, this Rashi from the Mechilta, Skavaldik. We know it already from Lel Seder. We're zochet to sit every year, hopefully again this year. B'simcho b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol, we should be sitting around the Seder table with much joy. The Kli Yakar asks that Chazal say that b'schus arba dvarim nigalu avoseinu mitzrayim. Four things. Shino Hashemam, Lashonam, Bigdayam, right? We've all heard this before, that they didn't change their names, etc. So they had merits. So why do they need these new merits of Dam Pesach and Dam Milah, according to Chazal? But Aron Ve'eria, you're naked. Why are you naked? You have the merits of the four things. So why are you lacking mitzvahs? It's a peleg gadol on the Kli Yakar that he did not look at the Mechilta inside. Because if you go just the next line in the Mechilta, Rabbi Lazar HaKaper, Rabbi Oimer, V'chi lo haya b'yadam shel Yisrael arba mitzvos she'kol en kol olam kedai bahem, shelo nechshdu al harayis v'lo al lashon hara v'lo shinu es shemam v'lo shinu es lashonam. So you see that they had these four mitzvahs. So in other words, the Rav Lazar HaKaper has the same tainer of Nasir ben Charash. You don't have to come on to Dam Milah and Dam Pesach because they have other mitzvahs. They have they weren't suspected of Gilui Arayos, they didn't speak Lashon Hara, they didn't change their names, they didn't change their language. So here you have a, and then the Medrash brings sources to bolster this idea, this theory that they had these other mitzvahs in their hand. So says Rabbi Elazar HaKapra to Ramasi ben Chara to Ramasi ben Chara, Shema Pitom, that they only needed Dam Pesach and Dam, they had other mitzvahs. So that's Taka the Kasha in the Medrash. So Rabbi Elazar HaKapra learns a different pshat in the pasuk. Ein sham the medrash, mishchu kedei lafrisha me'avodah zara. So it's not that they needed dam pesach and dam mila for mitzvahs to merit redemption, but rather they had to separate from avodah zara, etc., etc. Ein sham the medrash. So we'd like to understand Das Rav Masi ben Charash, why he thought that they needed dafka these two mitzvahs. Also, we can ask from Rashi, Parsha Shemos, chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, that the schus of the Jewish people to be redeemed from Egypt is because they were Makabel Torah Mehar Sinai afterwards. Chazal also teaches Shalonigul Yisrael b'schus ha'amuna Yalkut Shimoni Hoshea Tavkuf Yotes. Most of us don't get to the Yalkut Shimoni in Hoshea. Okay, so we're not going to be critical of ourselves for not knowing this, but it's quite a well-known idea that the Jewish people were redeemed from Egypt b'schus ha'amuna. V'hei ach mat'im ha'davar l'mavur kan sh'agula ba b'schus pesach u'mila. So we have other sources. We have that the Geula was Alts Matan Torah. We have that the Geula was Alts their amuna. So why do we have to come on specifically to Pesach and Mila? Od sarich biur b'mashikosav Rashi b'soif Dvarov, after he brings Ramasi ben Chorosh, that l'fisha hayu shtufim b'avidezara amr lehem mishchu k'chulachem mishchu yedeichem me'avidezara u'k'chulachem tzayin shal mitzvah. Since they were immersed, Rachmana litzlan, in the sin of idolatry, Moshe said to them, mishchu k'chulachem, remove your hands from Avodah Zara, and take for yourselves a sheep of mitzvah. Now, what's odd is that this is a machlokas in the Mechilta. Rabbi Elazar HaKapra, he says that pasuk is telling them to remove their hands from Avodah Zara and instead take the tzon of mitzvah. But he's arguing with Masi ben Charash. So Rashi brings it as if it's just one hemshech, it's one continuum. So if Rashi's learning pshat in the pasuk like Ramasi ben Chorosh, why bring Rabbi Elazar HaKapra? And this problem was already alluded to here by the Mizrahi Ayin Sham. So Rav Man Zecher Tzadik Livracha presents the following mahalach. We have to understand, why do they need Schuyos? Higiyaz Man Shalagula, the 400 years are up. Why isn't that enough? So the Ramban already writes, Parsha Shmos, chapter 2, verse 25, Shalhoi Ruin Lagula. They weren't worthy of being redeemed, as it said in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 8. The Jews weren't worthy of being redeemed. They were Oved Avodah Zara in Mitzrayim. It says in the pasuk over there, "Vayamru bi v'lo avu l'shmo elai ishet shikutze enem lo shlicho v'zgulim etzvam lo azavu v'arm l'shbo chamosi alem l'chalos api v'em b'sech eretz Mitzrayim." They were busy with their idols. Mamish geferlich. So the gzeres hagolos and the shibud was said to Avram Avinu in the Brisbane Absarim, Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayomer Avram Yodea Teda Kigiri Azaracha Beretz Lolahem. We see in the Gemara, in the Darim 32a, and other places, that Avram Avinu was punished, that his children were enslaved for 210 years. He said, Bameida, how do I know? How do I know Ki Roshena? and the entire Eretz Yisrael. And that's the onesh to Avraham Avinu b'shibud zara shal zeh ne'emar sham she'onesh u'shel v'avadum v'inu osam arba me'os shana. So it says that they're going to be enslaved. The punishment is 400 years of slavery. That, okay, the punishment is over. And you have to be mekayem what it says there in verse 14. I'm going to judge that nation, and then you're going to go out with great bounty, with great wealth, with great riches. When the Jews sinned, so now they have their own punishment, their own cheshbon. First the cheshbon was Avraham Avinu, and now they have their own cheshbon that they're being punished. Therefore, they need special merits that Chazal tell us about. Whether it's Emunah or the two mitzvahs, or they were Nechshon al Arayis, v'chule v'chule. And by the way, this merit didn't help completely because v'chamushim, only a fifth went out. V'nigalu b'higia zman shel gemara onesh shel Avraham Avinu. So because they had these extra merits, so then they, because of Avraham Avinu, promised Avraham Avinu, they were all redeemed. But if not for that, if not for their special merits, they wouldn't have been redeemed because they had other averus that were preventing them from going out. When Moses came and he said to the Yidden, in this month you will be redeemed. How are we going to be redeemed? Valo Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Avram, Chule, Va'anu, Ein Bulat Lehu Biyadenu, El Redu Shanim. Amalam Hovu Chafitz Begulaschem, Eino Imebit Bechesbay Nesechem, El Medaleg Ala Harim. It says in the Medrash that when Moses came and he said to the Jewish people, "In this month you're going to be redeemed." They said to Moshe, "How are we going to be redeemed?" Hashem said to Avram, etc. To 400 years. We're only here for 210 years. So the answer is that since God wants to redeem you, says Moshe, he's not going to look at your cheshbonos. He's going to be medaleg al ha'horim. He's going to skip over the mountains. That's the verse in Shir HaShirim. God skips over the mountains. And apparently this is referring to the Tanchum and Maaseh, that's when Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a haftacha for the not so good, so then if it's for the benefit of the Jewish people, he will retract and he will do what's good for them. Kadosh Baruch Hu can be choizer midvarav if it's letova. And the Beis Halevi discusses this in the second volume, in the second Jerush. It's kedai for people to sit. I'm giving myself musar. We should learn more Beis Halevi drushes. That would be mamish gevaldik. In any event, that's how the Medrash starts. The Medrash continues. Rabbi Nechemya Omer B'Shosh Shabbat Moshe etc. Heichanu Nagal Rein B'Yadena Ma'isim Tovim Amar Lehem Hoyel V'Chafitz B'Gulaschem Einu Maybe B'Maseim Maseich Marayim U'B'Miu Mabit B'Tzadikim Shebachem. So how are we going to be redeemed? We don't have Ma'isim Tovim. So Hashem says, since he's chafetz begulaschem, he's not going to look at your bad deeds. Who's he going to look at? Your tzaddikim. Ah, zelcha tzaddikim, that's going to be your merit. Rabbanan Amri, etc. Rishashav Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Echad and Golem, Mitzrayim, Betu Nefes, Mevod Azar Shalanu. Chom Mitzrayim, Betu Nefes, Mevod Azar Shalanu. How are we going to be redeemed? Mitzrayim is filthy with our Avod Azar. Amalei Hovil chafetz begulaschem, Eno Mebit. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to redeem you. Erkitnisht, as they say in Spanish. God's not going to look. So the first memra is mitzad deshvua. God promised. God promised. It's latova. You're right, you're only 210 years in Egypt, but you're out of here. Mitzad deshvua. The other memros are either because of their The first opinion is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua 400 years. So Mehechi Teisa that we should be leaving Egypt. And then Hashem says, now even though I said 400 years, I'm still going to take you out in 210. That's the first reason they shouldn't go out. That's the first memra. The second memra is because of their own fault. 1, we don't have Maisim Tovim. And then he said, no, don't worry about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem you nevertheless. Or Mitzad Avodah Zarah. It says Mitzrayim is far shmutz. It's all filthy with your Avodah Zarah. And it says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to redeem you. Not going to look at the Avodah Zarah. Mitzad Dizchuyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's Dizchuyos? First we said, Tzadikim Shebachem. He's not going to look at the Avodah Zarah. Ayin Sham, this is again a Medrash and Shira, Shirim Rabba, Perek Beis, Osiotes. Not everybody has a Seder going through Medrash, but when you learn Rishonim and Achronim, they quote a lot of Midrashim, so at least that's the way we get Medrash. Even though the ideal is, I was zochet to sit many times little Shabbos at the Tisha, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita, so he reads through the Midrashim, reads through Medrash Rabba. It's part of the Tish. So with this we can explain what it says later on, chapter 11, verse 2. Dabar na ba'oznei am b'shlish me'ereo v'shmei ruso klechas v'chei zov. So just a day or two ago we had a beautiful shir on this, b'siyata d'shmaya. Also based on what Moreno Rabbeinu said, wrote, it says, speak in the ears, please speak in the ears of the nation, and they should ask man from his friend, a woman from her friend, Kalim of gold and silver. Rashi brings from the Gemara in Brachas 9b that Na is Lashon Bakosha. Na is a Lashon of please. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, B'vakasha mikem, please, Shalu Mitzrayim Klei Kesef Uklei Zav. I want you to ask from the Mitzrayim for their vessels of gold and silver. Shalyomar said, Tzadik Avram, Avram Avinu shouldn't say that. That tzadik shouldn't say, Vavadu Minuosam Kim, Bemoya, Kashem, you're Makayim, Vavadu Minuosam. Achrechen Yetzer Bechush Godel, you weren't Makayim. What's going on over here? Not fair. So the Parshas Derachim already in Jerush, hey, the Yan Yankiv, the Etz Yosef, the Yan Yankiv, they all ask, many others, what do you mean, Shalyomar said, Tzadik, that tzadik shouldn't say? God promised, when Hashem promises, Hashem has to fulfill his promise regardless of what people are going to say. He promised. So why does it say Mitzad Oso Tzadik? And also another kasha we asked is that many Mefarshim ask, why didn't the Akdama, you're Mekayim Vavadum V'inu Osam, where's the Achorechen Yetzer B'chush Gadol? Why does he have to be Makdim that you're Mekayim Vavadum V'inu Osam? Just say, you were in Mekayim V'Achorechen Yetzer B'chush Gadol. And what's the Lashon of Oso Tzadik? Just say Avram, say straight Avram. What do you have to say? Oh, Tzadik Avram. Based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that Im ki mitzad ha'onesh, as far as the onesh that Avram Avinu was mischayev, so he's mischayev such an onesh that they leave Berchush Gadol. However, now the Jews are mischayev themselves because of their misbehavior. They're misbehaving. What do you want? You want a medal or a monument? This is not the way you should be behaving. So how can you expect anything? As far as Avraham Avinu alone was concerned, so it's all beseder. They deserve Achrechen Yetzer Ruchush Gadol. But then they have their own cheshbon. So now they're only leaving because of their special merits. And klape this geula, they have their own merits. But where do they get the Ruchush Gadol? The Ruchush Gadol was promised to Avram, but maybe they lost it when they sinned. It says in Kiddushin 80b, my son and Adam Chai, I gave you life. I took you out of Egypt. You didn't even deserve to go out because of the way you behaved. But I took you out of Egypt. So now you also want a Ruchush Gadol Mechtesi. Oh, but only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Oso Tzadik. Who's Oso Tzadik? Avram Avinu. He looked for Schuyos in stone. He said that the punishment is not a correct punishment. So l'shitaso, l'shitas Avram Avinu, with his Ein Tova. He wanted to learn schus on the Jewish people, that it's all because of my onesh. It's not because of their sin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu wanted to say your onesh of Sodom isn't justified, so he would also say that being manish Am Yisrael isn't justified. Certainly his children. So also Tzaddik is going to say, because of his tzidkus, he's going to pin it on his own faults. He's going to say the Jews, they themselves are meritorious. It's my own bad. Therefore Hashem has to say, alright, the Bachorecha and Yetzir B'chush Gadol is only Mitzad Oso Tzadik. It's Davka Mitzad Avram Avinu. And Hashem, as far as his own Avtach is concerned, he's off the hook, because we don't deserve the B'chush Gadol because of our own sins. We lost it. So therefore the Gemara says Davka Oso Tzadik is going to say, because he's going to pin it on his own sin, he's going to be Malamit Tzchus on the Yidin. It's amazing. With this we can explain what it says in Shmos chapter 3 verse 9, Lech v'asavta tzetchu pakot pakadeti v'shamu l'kolecha pasuk yitches. Rashi brings shemekeven shetomer lam loshon ze miyad yishmu l'kolecha shekvar simen ze masur biyada miyankiv miyosef shebeloshon ze im nigolim yakom alem elokim pakot yifkor eschem yosef marlem pakot yifkor elokim eschem. So, when you say this Lashon, they're going to listen to you. This Lashon of Pakoid Pakadati, because they have this simon from Yaakov, from Yosef, that this is the Lashon of Geula. Yaakov said, Elokim Pakod Yivkor Eschem. Yosef said, Pakod Yivkor Elokim Eschem. Kvar Tamar Ramban, Minayin Lehem Shiaminu, Shem Hashem Moshe B'Misaros Ezos Kemosam. How does he know that they're going to believe? Yeah, they have a tradition that Pakod is the language of Gula. Maybe Moshe also has the tradition. Doesn't prove anything. He's just using he knows the phrase that pays, but that's not proving that he's really going to redeem them. He just knew how to say the right words because he has a tradition, like they have a tradition. So answers the Ramban v'Yeshloimar in the first Teretz, Kach Kiblu Miyosef Yishlom V'Piyanov V'Aviyam Sharishin Shavu Yeromalem B'Loshon Zeh Yehu Yagol Osam. So they understood that they have a tradition from Yosef. The first person who says it is Bamis. He's not gonna disappoint, he's not gonna lie. But this is Lechora Tamua. Shimkein Maze Inyan Lashon Zeshel Pakot Pakadati Dafka. Why is this connected to Pakot Pakadati? Why is it connected to Pakot Pakadati? Just say that the first one who tells you about the Geula. He's the Goel. Why is it telling him Pakot Pakadati? Why does it have to be this Lashon? You know why it has to be this Lashon? Because it's not just the Simon, it's the essence of the Geula. Therefore it says, the one who says Pakot Pakadati is speaking the truth. And if somebody says it without the essence, without Pakot Pakadati, he's not telling the truth. So it's not just a matter of being the first guy, Lechora, it's a matter of saying first person, first Navi. You have to say the right words. What's this essence of Pakot Pakadati? We also have to understand Bishlam Yaakov. He said it to explain their Geula. God's going to remember you, Pakot Pakadati. We also have to understand Bishlam Yaakov. Yaakov was saying this to explain their Geula, that Hashem's going to remember them, take them out of Egypt. But Yosef, he he's just coming to explain that when you, he's coming to tell them that when you leave Egypt, I want you to take my bones with you. So why does he say the siman of Pakor Pakadati? So that's something that has to be understood. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That Pakor Pakadati is because, as we explain, there are two ge'ulas b'yetziyah mimitzrayim. Number one, the ge'ula of the kiyum of the Gemara Onesh al Avraham Avinu Olav Hashalom. He requires a special pekida. Since l'maisa lo higi azman, as we're going to explain. And number two, the geula for themselves, that even though they were mischayev, that they shouldn't be redeemed, nevertheless Hashem redeemed them. So we have pakod pakadati, we have two pakidas. One mitzad Avraham Avinu, one mitzad themselves. If the goal just says one pakida, it's sheker, because it's not enough to have one remembering, you need two. And therefore it says a double lashon, because you need two pakidas. We also have to understand, and now we can also understand what Yosef said this when he was making them take an oath, they're going to bring his bones to Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, you would think that the Shavuah is only on the Yitziyah. Shetavo machmas gemar azman shalona shal Avraham Avinu olav hashalom. Kol sheyesh siba legal legalus dituv v'gula miyuchedes alzeh reze doyme l'mashen izbara klapei avtocha shal v'achrechen yetzu. Shal Yitziyah kazu lo esa avtocha. You might think that the Shavuah is only on the Yitziyah, that you're leaving because the time of Avraham Avinu ended. But if there's another reason for your own galus, and a special gula for that, that's like the Avtacha V'Achrechen Yetzir B'Chush Gadol, that doesn't apply to a different type of Yitziyah. Remember, there are two Yitziyahs here. So he's telling them, no, I'm using the double lashon to show you that no matter why you're leaving, even if it's both mitzad, you're leaving because it's the time of Avraham Avinu's onesh ended, and also because of your own sins, but both, pakod pakadati, both pekidas, please take my bones. He had to use this siman. You have to take my aron. Okay, we are halfway there. Od haderech lefaneinu, and Amir Tzashem, in the next Shir B'li Neder, we will see continuing in the Flos Mitaras Hashem, and we will understand the various aspects of the Galus and the Geula, the two Pekidas, the merits that they had, and we will, Amir Tzashem, see in the Flos Gedolos. Thank you so much for listening. B'li Neder, we should be so happy to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.